The UN says an American airstrike in Afghanistan has killed up to 23 civilians and injured 17 others, mostly women and children. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan, UNAMA, said the airstrike was conducted while Afghan forces were carrying out an operation against the Taliban in Garmsar district of Helmand province. Provincial authorities provided different figures, reporting that the air raid killed 30 civilians along with 16 Taliban militants. According to UNAMA, the conflict in Afghanistan caused more than 2,700 civilian deaths between January the 1st and September 30th of 2018. Let's discuss the situation in Afghanistan with Mr. Barry Grossman. He's an international lawyer who's joining us via Skype out of Bali. Barry Grossman, it's very good to have you with us. I was just, before I talked to you, I was just wondering, 17 years on, that the U.S. has been in Afghanistan, the ground, well, they were supposed to make it safe. Still, we see loss of lives, and those are of civilians. I want your comment on the situation in Afghanistan after 17 years.
Well, look, let's get one thing clear from the start. The United States didn't go into Afghanistan because of 9/11. In fact, the order of battle was already on the president's desk before 9/11 actually happened. So things were already underway to invade Afghanistan before 9/11 happened, whatever was said afterwards. Now, regarding the wider situation, my view is a very simple one. Whatever anyone might think about the Taliban, the United States has absolutely no business in Afghanistan, where it's really only doing one thing, and that is violently propping up a corrupt puppet government. There's no other way to look at it. And let's be clear about another thing. The United States has a long record of crimes in Afghanistan during those 17 years, whether you want to talk about abductions, rape, murder, other abuses by military personnel, or the institutionalized targeting of civilian populations, schools, mosques, and other such things. So there's really not a lot for argument about this. In my view, the United States has no business being there, and it's very revealing. You mentioned the number, slightly more than 2,700. That is 2,700. Before this, some 30 civilian deaths again in the first 9 months of this year, to be compared with U.S. military casualties since the beginning of time in Afghanistan, which include only a total of 2,377 dead, of which only 1,856 were killed by hostile Americans. Are responsible for killing more civilians in the 9 months of this year than everyone managed to kill military personnel since the conflict started. And I might add, there's a further 1,720 U.S. Military contractors, if that's not a euphemism, I don't know what is, that have been killed since the beginning of the war. And it's worth focusing on that for a moment, because a lot of what the United States is doing in places like Afghanistan, it's doing with a high measure of plausible denial, basically enabling these contractors. They're nothing more than people who kill for money. They're mercenaries. So it's really quite outrageous, in my opinion. And I'll finish maybe on this. In order to understand events where the United States is left slightly embarrassed of blowing up hospitals or school or mosques or wedding parties, let's be clear about one thing. These strikes involve reality, the drone program, and in particular, the heavy reliance on signature strikes used by the United States, which effectively operate by deeming individuals to be terrorists on the basis of a U.S. characterization of the circumstances they happen to be found in when they're targeted, without any effort being made whatsoever to actually identify who they are and what they're doing there. And it's this arrogant, murderous mentality that we see in play when it comes to drone strikes, but all U.S. military strikes in places like Afghanistan, or for that matter in Syria. So no, they should be gone. They should never have been in Afghanistan in the first place, just like they should have never been in Iraq or Syria or anywhere else, Yemen. But they're there, and they're there, and they're murdering people, and they're primarily murdering civilians, because it's civilians that they're targeting.
Thank you very much. That's Barry Grossman, international lawyer, via Sky Battle Bali.